Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Catskill Native Nursery, Gardening for a Better Environment on Samson Bill Roninger Hongson and online at catskillnativenursery.com. Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com, and Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Dij Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck. And I always say her pots are incredible. And so I'm asking her advice on, getting that, pot that's maybe looking a little tired, getting it looking good again. And the panicetums, these dark annual panicetums are just such a great place to start because they'll go with what's already in there. And if something's looking shady, you could get it out because the nurseries have new stuff coming in all the time. So there are fall annuals actually coming into nurseries. Oh my
God. Yeah, tons of new stuff coming in. It's so fun. It hasn't all arrived yet, but every week we're getting more and more. So it's fabulous.
So what just came in?
Oh gosh, we've got those Sunbeckias in. They're like a Rudbeckia kind of cross. Sometimes they reseed. They have amazing colors. They've really expanded these. So all the golden yellows and reds, but there's like a peachy one that's so beautiful. There's ones that have different colors in the petals, so a combo of red and yellow. They're sun loving, they're super tough, and they're just so cheery. So it's like a sunflower Rudbeckia cross. And they'll just take you from here until frost. So we've got lots of those. And then besides those great Panicetum grasses, we also get all the millet in now,
Oh,
and
yeah,
some of like the
millet.
ornamental corn, and there's ornamental peppers. There's all sorts of these fun little things that are great to mix in. And then, of course, there's Montauk daisies and straw flowers, and dianthus is really cold hardy, and so are things like nemesia and bidens and dioecia. So marigolds are actually really hardy. They'll keep on blooming to a super hard frost. So all those great plants are either here or on their way in. Of course, we'll get our pansies and ornamental cabbage too. It's always fun to plant those up. They'll take it till it's really cold. They'll take a frost. So, and then of course there's all the perennials. I mean, people are still, there's so much time to still plant, and this is such a good time to sort of assess the garden. You find like, oh wow, I have nothing blooming this time of year right now, or some holes exist. Great time to take note of that. There's a lot of stuff that gets marked down on sale at garden centers now. And then there's a lot of fresh new stuff that comes in. So you can kind of take advantage of both things. Peruse those sale tables because we mark stuff down, and you can really, it may not look gorgeous right now, but get it in the ground with some compost. Water it next
just
spring, it's going to
trim
be.
it back. I just bought a clethra like that. It was just like it had been in a nursery too long. It was flopped over. It was a beautiful plant. The root system on it is like massive, and that's what you want. So it's like, boy, for 45% off, this is my clethra.
Oh, I love it. Yes. And then it's always so exciting next season to see like how well they take in just that little amount of time. So great savings, still some good, definitely good selection. We continue to restock, so there's always some new stuff.
There's some great like tall helianthus and heliopsis that
Oh
are
my
blooming
goodness.
now. And I think that if you don't have those and asters, it's like Those are, I think it's so important to get into the nursery garden center every couple of weeks and see
Yeah.
what's coming in, because I mean, I over in the time I've been gardening, I've decided there's no longer any excuse for anybody to not have something, a riotously blooming garden every second, because there are riotously blooming plants,
It's true. That's true.
but they come in bloom, and you just and get them, plant them, and then those perennials you'll have forever, because they have, I think, gotten so much better at not just flooding the market with crosses that aren't going to work next year.
Right. Yeah, and also it's a great reason to stick with natives because they're so reliable. But of course, there's always some fun new, cultivars that we get excited for. You can't help it. But
My favorite right now, my favorite native right now is Rutabecia triloba,
oh,
which if
gorgeous.
you buy one Rutabecia triloba, your whole neighborhood will be filled with Rutabecia triloba.
Isn't
So
that the truth?
really
Yes.
soon. I mean, it has taken over everything, and I don't even weed it out anymore. It's just
I love it. I love
oh.
it. That with my blue mist flower, the purple, ageratum, and then the mountain mint. That's starting to really colonize. So, and the goldenrod. I love goldenrod. That's
I do
got
too.
pollinators all over it.
Yep.
So, those are like workhorses.
And start watching the Joe Pye weeds and the butterfly
Definitely.
bush, because but there are butterflies all over it. And I saw monarch caterpillars on butterfly bush, not butterfly bush.
Butterfly weed, maybe, and a slappiest.
Asclepias. And
Yes.
just like it's wonderful to see that,
It's incredible. It's really incredible. Absolutely. And it feels so good to play host to them and watch that cycle and
Just keep feeding everybody, it's just like keep it going. Another plant I have that I don't see in nurseries, and I guess I have to just like make a big pitch for it because it belongs in every nursery. There's two. Salvia prairie blue, which is a perennial
okay.
and a native, and it is the color of the fall's blue sky, and it's pretty drought tolerant,
I
and
bet.
it's Salvia prairie blue. Excellent,
Okay.
excellent, excellent plant. And oh, now I forgot the other one. Oh well,
It'll
Salvia
come to
prairie
you.
blue, and oh well, it'll come to me.
It'll come to you, yeah.
I was raving about that one. That is one of the greatest plants. Oh, I know. It's a daylily called autumn minaret.
Oh,
And autumn minaret, somebody was
remember
sitting in
that?
my yard the other day, and you could see it all the way across because it's got 6 foot spires of daylilies
Oh my gosh.
now. And autumn minaret is, I've been known to just go out and dig out a sp bunch and give to somebody who wants some autumn minaret. So those are two plants that I advocate that
Nice.
all nurseries get for this time of year. Just
Nice.
great.
Yeah, they sound beautiful.
And it's just, and all the Healy's, the oranges, and the,
Aren't they amazing right now?
there seem to be a bunch of short ones out too, of these things that are about the same size as black-eyed Susans that I don't ever recall seeing before.
Okay, some dwarf types or just a
Yeah,
little.
they've got that. I love the flower heads on those, because they're so I don't know, they're so cheerful and they're kind of like everyone is different.
Right.
So
Yes.
you get a lot of bang for the buck, on those sort of variegated flower head things. I really I'm happy for those because I like black-eyed Susans, but there's a lot of things you can mix them with, like asters, salvias,
Right,
but try
right.
to and oh and to
Russian sage? No.
no, I don't like Russian sage.
No.
No, I don't like Russian sage because we had Russian sage in New Mexico, and
Oh.
that's where you're supposed to have Russian sage, and it was huge. And I feel like it's just in New England, it's just a sprawly
It's a
plant.
flopper.
It's a
Yep.
flopper unless it's
Yes.
out by
That's
itself in the full dry sun and you never water it. So yeah, I think there are more interesting, less, I don't know.
Less
Sometimes
is not enough.
I always ask myself, is it a worthy deadhead? And I know Russian sage is wonderful, and I know I'm one of the only people who feels that way, but no.
No, a lot of people pass it by because it isn't native and stuff, so they love doing either the Agastache
Yeah.
or Vernonia, like ironweed. So yeah.
Yep. Yep. No, yeah, but I mean, if you like it, we're all different, and that's what makes gardening so much fun. Okay, wait. We're taking a quick break. Judge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck. And as she says, new stuff coming in all the time. Check out your local nursery because that's where the good stuff is. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, gardener's destination for over 60 years. They're open year round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. Taking a quick break, we'll be right back.